The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with the tissue, then throwing away the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you. And that was Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins. Anyways, so obviously this doesn't sound like your usual gonzo on a on the usual noon slot on a Sunday. My name's Aaron.
I'm William.
And yeah, we're subbing in for Mr. Gonzalo on Is It Crayon or Crayon? I'm gonna assume that's what he meant by that title. I think it's a sick name for a show. What do you think, Will?
I think it should be Crayon.
Crayon?
Yeah.
I think it's Crayon.
No.
Well, we all have our different opinions, so it's okay. It's okay. Anyways, so we've got a cool little lineup today. You know, it is a little gloomy outside, so we've got some, like, Horse Jumper of Love in there, you know, tossed in the mix. What are your thoughts on that, William?
I think it's great, you know, everyone should listen to Horse Jumper of Love. I actually met the lead singer in Diesel Cafe in Davis Square a couple of weeks ago.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What was he like?
He was in his little corporate outfit, you know, which was not what I expected, but it was a great time. Nonetheless, I shook his hand and everything.
Yeah, what a man, what a man, you know, living a double life, double life. Okay, anyways, so tune in for that Horse Jumper of Love song. But for now, I'm going to play one of my favorite Madison Cunningham songs. I think the bass on this really goes hard, and I hope you enjoy.
Little clearer now when I stare right at
All right, and that was Ugly Brunette by Horse Jumper of Love. And I feel like this is one of their more popular songs, but I think, you know, can't go wrong talking about ugly brunettes.
Facts.
Yeah. On their album cover, they have this, like, little poem that I'm, like, kind of obsessed with. So I thought that, you know, I'd read it out because it makes me feel some type of way, you know? So it says, "There is a tiny cactus on my desk. I was angry and I smashed it down. The poor cactus didn't do anything. I kept the needles in my fist all afternoon. I left the pieces of the pot and the first on the floor for weeks. The dirt on the floor for weeks. Until my mom finally picked it up."
Thanks, Mom, for picking it up.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks to all the moms out there. That's why we're all here today, you know?
Facts.
All right, anyways, so this next song is a choice by William, and it's Vanilla by Sunset Roller Coaster. I personally have never heard this song before, so I'm really excited.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. So here we go.
Climb on your siglos aquí. Dame un beso que me dure una eternidad.
Come on, let's go.
Porque nunca voy a regresar. Nunca.
Come on, let's go.
Te invito si quieres. Y como un cometa en el cielo.
Come on, let's go.
Nos quemaremos juntos. Nos quemaremos juntos.
All right, and that was Tomorrow by Caliuchis, another William pick today. I feel like all of the songs were kind of under, like, you know, like some 80s synth, like, influence. I thought it was interesting because I like the, like, I said, I'd never, like, listened to Vanilla or anything, but that lead up into Superstar was so good. I don't know. That was really good. How do we know? I don't know, but it went off. Anyways, going back though, that second song that played after Vanilla was Superstar by Tennis, and it's actually a cover of Superstar by The Carpenters, which is like an extreme opposite to what Tennis does with that song, and I think it's like literally so genius. Yeah, and they really turn it around and make it very happy despite it being really sad. Gotta hand it to Tennis for that. They really did a number. Anyways, coming up we have Always Lone by Men I Trust, another song I've never heard of, but I love Men I Trust. So this is another William pick if you have any thoughts on it.
Yeah, I just thought it was appropriate for the rainy weather, you know.
Yeah, agreed, yeah. Agreed. So here we go.
Always care. Always care. Thank you.
And that song was You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays. Oh my gosh, I love The Sundays. Mostly because Biba Doobie loves The Sundays, and I love Biba Doobie. So shout out Biba Doobie. Love her.
Shout out to her, man.
Yeah. Well, this next song that we have coming up is called Option 8 by Horse Girl. And, you know, William has some thoughts on this song.
Yeah, you know, so when I was a junior in high school, my friend Izzy Nielsen, shout out to her, was like, yo, my best friend from home, Nora, she's starting this really weird indie band called Horse Girl. So I listened to like the first song they ever released. It was a Spokel song. And I was like, that's kind of weird, right? And then fast forward a year or two later, I go onto Spotify and these people have over 100,000 listeners on Spotify. Wow. I was like, that's crazy, you know? And I've actually gotten to have a few exchanges with the singer Nora a few times over the years. So shout out to her for making it big, you know? And this is a great song. Better than the Spoko song, in my opinion.
Hey. Well, here we go. Option 8 by Horse Girl.
Thanks.
Alright, and that was When I'm in Your Arms by Cleo Soul. And, you know, I feel like that was definitely a very opposite song to option 8. But her voice is so beautiful in that, and you can't go wrong with a little R&B soul on this gloomy Sunday. Anyways, so I felt this next song couldn't be played without an introduction. And we've got lovely Faye Webster with A Dream with a Baseball Player. And I just want to apologize to the Medford community, because the last time I was on air and I played a Faye Webster song, I incorrectly said that she was from Canada. But it turns out she's from Atlanta, Georgia. So my fault. But you can't blame me, because like her label is literally secretly Canadian. So someone please explain that.
Yeah, maybe she is secretly Canadian. Yeah.
We'll never know. Yeah.
Because it shall remain a secret.
Yeah. Anyways, this is A Dream of the Baseball Player by Faye Webster. Hope you enjoy.
Still the closest you and I have been. Well, that's kind of sad, don't you think? I think so. How did I fall in love with someone I don't know?
All right, and that was A Dream of the Baseball Player by Faye Webster, who is
not Canadian.
Yeah, not Canadian. So, yeah. How did I fall in love with someone? I don't know. thank you, Faye, for bringing up that very important issue today in our day and age. Anyways, so unfortunately, we're reaching the end of the hour, which means the end of Is It Crayon or Crayon? And we want to thank Gonzo again for letting us in the studio today. Shout out to you. Hope everything's going well. And yeah, we're going to top off the hour with a little Biba Doobie, because shout out to Biba Doobie always. And this is Talk off her new album, Bayatopia. Thanks again for having us. And this is Aaron.
This is William.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
You are.